Nicholas Holt, thank you for your time, and thank you for confusing me and scaring me all in one with Renfield. Is that what you set out to do with this movie, Nick?
Yeah, I guess so. I definitely take that as a compliment. It is a real mishmash of genres in terms of the action and comedy and horror of it. So if we can scare and get a few laughs and twist up people's emotions a little bit, then that's the ride we want to take them on.
Yeah, and I mean, I didn't know until this movie came about and I knew I was going to see it. I never knew about Renfield, and I now learn there's a lot about Renfield and other interpretations of him, and he's been around for obviously as long as Dracula has been. How did you come to hear about the story yourself?
Well, I knew the story from reading the novel before, and I'd seen the 31 film. So I kind of roughly knew Renfield, but I guess he'd never been on the forefront of my mind. And that's what was exciting and interesting about this script when it came into me. I was like, oh, okay, we're taking this kind of secondary character and really delving into his story and the relationship that he has to Dracula. And Dracula's obviously so known and beloved as a character. It's interesting to then look at the people around him and how they view him and the dynamics in that relationship and how it's developed into this kind of toxic codependency. And over 100 years or so, they've kind of worn each other down, and then this Renfield character looking to try and regain his own identity and escape that.
It is a fascinating story that will go on for ages. I mean, I literally this weekend was in Romania and visited the castle that inspired Bram Stoker.
Oh, no way. Amazing.
For Dracula's castle. And even there, so I was cool. Joining a queue with hundreds of people from all over the world just to take a look inside this little castle that, you know, inspired the story of Dracula. I mean, you're part of history now by doing this movie, really.
I suppose so. I hadn't thought of it like that in terms of the historic elements of it. But I'm a fan of the original story, and so, you know, if we can reinvent and reintroduce people to it through this avenue, then that would be a privilege.
And a bit of comedy too. I mean, there's a load of laughs in here. Black comedy, I'm talking about here, just to warn the listeners. But there's some serious action sequence in there too, Nick. Are you going to spoil the movie magic for me? Did you do your own stunts, or was there a stunt man?
I did do a fair few of them myself. You know, a lot of it was stuff that I was able to do. There were a few moments that James, my stunt double, took over and helped out with things and made me look cooler than I probably am. But there was the stunt team were incredible, and I got a lot of time to prep with them and learn to be able to physically do a lot of the stuff. So, that was part of the fun of doing this for me.
And what about working with the man, Nicolas Cage? I mean, you've been asked this question 1,000 times, I'm sure, since working on this movie, but how about we do it a bit differently and give me 5 words that describe Nicolas Cage?
Boom. 5 words that describe Nicolas Cage. Dedicated, iconic, singular, inspired, and fun.
And like, are you friends now? Like, is that the way it works with these sorts of projects? I mean, it's a two-man show, really, this movie. So you would have spent a lot of time.
Yeah, we've stayed in touch, and I would describe him as a friend. I think he's a great actor and a great man, and enjoyed spending time with him. So hopefully we're looking for a third to do together.
And lastly, I know you're going to be in the cinemas right now at the same time as a bloke you spent a lot of time working with on About a Boy. Hugh Grant's there in cinemas with Dungeons and Dragons. You've got your own movie out there. I mean, are you competitive with your old friend Hugh as well?
No, I never thought of it as being competitive. but I hope that people go see our movie instead of it.
I like it. Not that you're competitive or anything at all, Nick.
No, exactly.
Thanks for making me laugh, and thanks for making me a little frightened, Nicholas. It was great to see you in Renfield.
Hey, thank you for taking the time to watch. Appreciate you.
Cheers.